BBC Sounds. Music, radio, podcasts.
You're listening to Thursday's episode of The Archers from BBC Radio 4.
Oh, thanks, Mum. That was amazing.
Oh, I know it's your favourite, love. Do you want some more?
Oh, no, I'm stuffed.
Oh, OK. Oh,
I'll clean up before I go, shall I?
No, leave it a minute. I want to talk to you.
Oh, I get it now.
What?
That's why you got me round here while Ed and Dad are away, eh? Shipped out Kira and made me a lasagna.
All right, then. Yeah, we can't carry on like this.
Please, just leave it.
We can't just leave it. The whole of last week, I was terrified Clive was going to say something. He still could. We have to deal with this now.
I've told you I can.
I know, but darling, you might not have any choice. I don't think I can keep it from Ed much longer.
You have to. You promised me.
But George, he knows something's wrong.
Please, Mum, stop it. I can't do this now.
Then when? Because I'm scared, George. We're running out of time. Who's that now? Right. Come on, then.
Hang on.
What?
I just think we should just take a minute, think about this.
What is there to think about?
Are we doing the right thing?
Oh, we've been through this. We've been over and over
it. Yeah, but it don't feel right, us walking in there, pointing the finger at George. Emma won't take it well. This could go badly wrong, Susan.
Oh, no. I've had the same thought. But what choice do we have? And besides, we're not going in accusing George of anything.
Emma won't see it like that.
But that's no reason not to give her the information, is it? We both agree that something isn't right.
Yeah, but does it have to be tonight?
Yes, because she's on her own, isn't she? Mm. Ed and Will are away delivering a ram. This is our chance to talk to Emma alone.
Yes, I know that, but...
If George had anything at all to do with what happened that night, then Emma has the right to know about it.
Yeah, she does. You're right. All right, let's get this over with.
No, it's nice to see you. It's just a bit of a surprise, that's all.
Oh, as I say, we just dropped in on the off chance. Mm. We didn't realise George was here.
Yeah, we were passing, weren't we?
Oh, yeah, on our way back from the supermarket. And we drove back in this way and I said to you, Dad, let's pop in and see if Emma's all right. You know what, with Ed and Will being away on this job.
Don't be daft, they're only away for one night. Dropping off the ram and then heading back first thing. I've had George to keep me company, haven't I?
Yep.
Oh, and lasagna. Very nice. Now, Kira?
She's having a sleepover with a friend from school. So I thought me and George could have a bit of quality time.
Yeah, we can see you're busy. We'll leave you to it. Come back another time, eh?
No, you stay. I've got to go now anyway, so...
Hang on, George. Weren't we going to watch that film?
No, I'm a bit tired. I think I'll go and get my head down. Right, I'll see you later.
Okay, love, take care. Shall I put the kettle on then?
Not for me, thanks.
No, me.
Okay. Sorry, am I missing something?
There's something we need to talk to you about.
Yes, something we need to run past you, that's all.
What's happened?
Oh, no, nothing's happened.
Are you all right?
Yeah, we're fine.
Okay.
It's just that something's come to light, as it were. It's something that we both felt we should discuss with you.
Can you two stop talking in riddles and just tell me what's going on?
Can we sit down, love?
Yeah.
It's about the accident. Alice crashing the car that night.
Yeah.
What about it?
Oh, something isn't sitting right with us. Up to now, it seems so cut and dried that we just accepted it. All of us did, didn't we?
Yeah.
Right.
But when you think about it, there are a lot of things that don't make sense. At least not remembering anything, but still pleading not guilty. Christopher, with a bee in his bonnet, thinking someone else was in the car with her.
Mm. You remember he was obsessing over that fruit cider bottle that was found in the car, because Alice wouldn't drink cider.
Yeah.
Mm.
And we've been very worried about George.
George?
Well, he's not been himself for months.
And then this week, Joy told me something that made me stop and think. She said that on the day of the crash, George bought cider from the shop, bottles of fruit cider.
You okay, Doc?
I just need to get some water.
Oh. Well, now, don't go mad, but we did wonder, adding all this up, whether George might know more than he's letting on.
Whether, and I know this sounds ridiculous, but whether he might even have been in the car with Alice that night. Mm. I know when you say it out loud like that, it seems... Emma, are you all right?
No.
What is it, Doug?
I only found out a few weeks ago. Honestly, I had no idea for ages. George hid it all.
Hid what? Was he in the car with Alice that night?
He was driving.
The Flying Horse. It's a pub just before the bypass. Right. Brad, you don't start till Monday, though, do you? Right. Fine, forget it. I just fancied a pint with a mate, that's all. Yeah, fine, tomorrow. Yeah, okay. See you, Brad.
You're saying George moved, Alice?
Yeah.
To make it look like she'd been driving.
She was out cold.
He was terrified.
Even so,
he wasn't thinking straight. Obviously, the thing to do was to own up and face it, but he was frightened. It was a spur-of-the-moment decision, and he's been regretting it ever since.
But why? I mean, it sounds like it was an accident. If it happened, like George says, with Alice trying to get out of the car while it was still moving...
I know. He panicked.
Oh, George!
This is why you were acting so strange on your birthday. I thought you were having a crisis about being 40.
And why you didn't want to celebrate your GCSE result.
Yeah.
What about Alice? Oh, the things I said to her. The things you said about her.
That was before I knew. Ever since I found out I'd been on at George to hand himself in. And he nearly did. He ran away before we could get him to the police station.
We?
Will and me. He's the only other person who knows.
You haven't told Ed?
No.
That must have been when George went away with his mates to Bournemouth. He did seem out of the blue that now, I think. And then he came back and... That was when Clive turned up.
George brought Clive back in here, didn't he? Oh, as if things weren't bad enough already.
I'm sorry. I had no idea he'd even think of Clive. And once he was here, I did everything I could to get rid of him.
So Clive knows, does he?
Oh, yeah, he knows. He threatened to go to the police if I didn't get Kylie's number for
her. Sounds about right.
Mm. George must know that he can't get away with this.
Even if Clive keeps it to himself, who's to say Alice won't remember what happened?
I've said all this to him. That's why I got him over here tonight. Try and get him to see that his only option is to tell the truth.
And?
It's like he's in denial. Clive didn't help telling him all these stories about prison. He's scared. I don't know what else I can do.
I think you do know. Deep down. You need to call the police.
No.
Come on, love. Every day that goes by, things get worse for George. And for you, and Will. Now that you both know.
I can't. I promised him I wouldn't. And anyway, isn't it better if he owns up himself?
Well, it would be, yes. But it's not looking likely, is it?
What if I ring him now? Tell him to come back here. And then we all talk to him together. Huh? Once he sees that you two know, he'll realise, won't he? It's over. And he has to do it now.
I'm not sure he will.
No, I'm sorry, love, but I don't think George has got it in him. He'll run away again. It's going to take more than that. And I think your mum's right. You need to ring the police.
How can I? He's my son.
And Kira's your daughter.
What's Kira got to do with it?
Oh, it isn't just George who could go down for this. looking for him. You're in it up to your neck. What happens to Kira if you're sent to prison for assisting an offender? Have you thought of that?
No,
Well, think about it now. Do you remember what happened to me when I covered for Clive?
Of course I remember.
How would you feel if it was Kira refusing to visit you because she couldn't bear to see her mum like that?
I'm sorry. I wish I hadn't done that, and I feel awful thinking about it now.
I don't blame you. You were 9. You were going through hell. All of us were. Oh, I'm just saying, think about where all this could end up.
Emma, why haven't you told Ed?
George didn't want me to. He was worried that Ed might say something and well, it was just easier.
Easier? For who? Look, this is all wrong, Emma. It shouldn't be George calling the shots. He's shown beyond any doubt that his judgment is broken.
Yeah, well, that's on me, isn't it? He's my son.
George is an adult. He's made his own choices and he's got to live with the consequences.
You're right. I know you're right, but do you really expect me to call the police without even telling him? Have them turn up on the village green and arrest him in front of everyone?
No, you're right. I'll ring him now. We need to get him back here where it's quiet.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that makes sense, love.
Oh, it's voicemail. George, it's Nana. I need you to come back to your mum's as soon as possible. It's an emergency. I'll explain when you get here.
Mum? He's going to think something's happened to one of us.
When he gets here, he'll wish it had.
Now, you need to call the police.
I'll do it.
No. Emma needs to do it. I'm sorry, love, but it has to be you. It might come out that you knew further down the line, and if it does, it'll be better if you made the call.
Yeah, she's right, love.
Right.
What is it? What's happened? Mum, what's the matter? You're scaring me.
I'm sorry, George, I'm so sorry.
Time's up, love.
What do you mean?
Your mum has told us the truth. We know, George.
Why?
Don't blame your mum. We'd all but worked it out for ourselves.
The police are on their way.
What?
I'm sorry, love. I had no choice. You couldn't have lived with yourself.
How could you do this?
I didn't want to, but it's for the best.
Don't answer it.
We've got to.
No! Don't let them take me. Mum, do something.
It'll be all right, Georgie. It'll be all right. I love you. It's going to be all right.